Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Lauren Berry, and this is On Deadline, where we bring you top stories being reported out of Odyssey news stations across the country. Today, as we watch an angry Attorney General Pam Bondi lash out at the Senate and see former FBI Director James Comey in court, we're wondering if there is even one aspect of American life that isn't tainted by political polarization. To put it bluntly, is there any more real justice in America? When Comey pleaded not guilty Wednesday, the Associated Press reported that the moment was loaded with significance, given that the case has amplified concerns about the Justice Department being weaponized in pursuit of President Donald Trump's political enemies, and that it's operating at the behest of a White House determined to seek retribution for perceived wrongs against the president. And that was just Wednesday. A day earlier, Pam Bondi sat in front of Congress to allegedly answer direct questions and instead heckled, trolled, mocked, and even argued herself hoarse within minutes. And no one can help but notice that President Donald Trump's threats about the National Guard, and even his actions where the National Guard is concerned, are aimed at cities run by Democrats.
Texas National Guard has arrived in Chicago.
About 200 members of the Texas National Guard are now at an Army training center in Elwood, Illinois. Governor Abbott posted a picture on social media showing the National Guard members from Texas boarding a plane, saying those troops are necessary for one very important reason.
Where they will be able to safeguard ICE officials and other federal officials as they try to enforce the laws of the United States of America.
Now, the Trump administration has portrayed the cities as war-ravaged and lawless amid its crackdown on illegal immigration. A federal judge gave the administration 2 days to respond to a lawsuit filed by Illinois and Chicago challenging the plan.
Catch you up on why so many people believe federal justice has become politicized. Let's start with Comey. Here's WCCO in Minneapolis.
The Justice Department alleges that in September of 2020, Comey obstructed a congressional proceeding and made a false statement by denying to the Senate Judiciary Committee that he'd authorized an associate to serve as an anonymous source to the news media. President Trump replaced the attorney overseeing the investigation with White House aide Lindsey Halligan, who rushed to file charges to beat a legal deadline despite warnings that there was insufficient evidence. President Trump spoke to reporters about the case on Monday.
I think he's a crooked guy. He's a dirty cop.
The prosecution of James Comey has amplified concerns that the Justice Department is being weaponized in pursuit of the president's political enemies.
Every totalitarian relies on the justice system to punish dissent.
On the Senate floor Tuesday, Democrat Chris Murphy suggested it was part of a trend.
Not a single prosecutor in that office in Virginia would sign the indictment, not a single one, until President Trump sent his personal lawyer.
Jennifer King, Washington.
And then there was Pam Bondi.
Attorney General Pam Bondi has dodged questions while clashing with Democrats criticizing her for turning the Justice Department into a political weapon. From the legal rationale for sending troops to American cities,
I am not going to discuss any internal conversations with the White House.
To the Jeffrey Epstein files.
I'm not going to discuss anything about that with you, Senator.
Eventually, you're going to have to answer for your conduct in this. You won't do it today, but eventually you will.
Bondi repeatedly responded to top Senate Judiciary Committee Democrat Dick Durbin and others with right-wing talking points about the Biden Justice Department being weaponized.
The historic betrayal of public trust.
Durbin says Bondi has turned her department into a stain on American history.
What has taken place since January 20th, 2025, would make even President Nixon recoil.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
In January, Bondi promised to run an independent Justice Department, and she spent more than four contentious hours testifying to the Senate Judiciary Committee, where she sparred repeatedly with Democrats. Democrats, on the other hand, tried to demand answers about how she was overseeing a raft of politically sensitive cases, and the firings and resignations of prosecutors and FBI agents who handled such cases.
Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar taking aim at U.S. Attorney Pam Bondi about whether President Trump's pressure on the Justice Department to prosecute his political enemies is influencing the agency.
How about the Truth Social post on September 20th, 2025, in which the president said, "We can't delay any longer, Pam," using your name, not bringing criminal charges, or killing our reputation, his words.
Klobuchar spent 10 minutes asking questions at a Senate Judiciary Oversight hearing.
Do you consider that a directive to the Justice Department?
Senator Klobuchar, President Trump is the most transparent president in American history. And I don't think he said anything that he hasn't said for years.
Chad Hartman at WCCO thought the hearing ended up being so nonsensically combative that it should end congressional hearings altogether.
You know, the attorney general is supposed to be working for the United States, not at the behest of the president. But Donald Trump thinks that the attorney general is his personal lawyer who should do his things for him. And again, like Trump, like through all these MAGA people, they have trouble differentiating between things that go out in the public and on the platforms that go out in the public and the ones that go out in the private. Right. We've seen where they were on the when they were. Wasn't it Hegseth thought he was on a private thing? And then he sent out all these mm-hmm. flight plans for this thing. And anyway, Donald Trump was, I think he meant, maybe he meant to do this. This was on his Truth Social.
Doesn't seem like it.
But no, I think he was giving, he was like sending her like an email yelling at who he thinks is his employee. Right. And he says, "Pam, I have reviewed over 30 statements and posts saying that essentially same old story as last time. All talk, no action. Nothing is being done. What about Comey, Adam Shifty Schiff, Letitia? They're all guilty as hell, but nothing is going to be done. Then we almost put in a Democratic-supported U.S. attorney in Virginia with a really bad Republican past, a woke rhino, Republican in name only, if you don't know what that means. That's kind of an old term, who was never going to do his job. That's why two of the worst Dem senators pushed him so hard. He even lied to the media and said he quit, and that was not the case. No, I fired him, and there is a great case, and many lawyers and legal pundits say so. Lindsey Halligan is a really good lawyer and likes you a lot. We can't delay any longer. It's killing our reputation and credibility. They impeached me twice and indicted me five times over nothing. Justice must be served now." President DJT sent that on September 20th to his attorney general as though that is his personal lawyer. Now, I'm a lawyer, and you know, sometimes my clients act like they're working for me. Yeah. They'll say, "Oh, I'm sorry I didn't get back to you." I said, "Look, you're my boss, right? You hire me. You pay me. I'm work for you. You're my clients. I work for you." And I have a lot of clients that think they know the law. "Well, can't we do this? And can't we do that? And can't we do this?" And I got to say, no, well, you can't. You don't have a claim here. I mean, I could sue it out, I suppose, but I could get, there's a thing in the rules of professional responsibility called Rule 11. And Rule 11 stands for the proposition that you cannot bring a claim or a case that has no legal foundation. You can bring claims that have novel arguments, but you have to have a good faith basis that this is at least a potentially winnable case. So lawyers call it colorable, that it's you might not think it's the strongest claim, but it's actually a claim and you have enough facts to make it an issue. You might lose it, but just the fact that you don't win the claim doesn't mean that it was Rule 11. It means you bring something that there's no basis in law for. And that's the position that he's putting Pam Bondi in. He's basically telling them just because these people had something to do with the fact that he was impeached, that had something to do with him getting indicted, which is, by the way, that is with the grand jury, that he now, that gives him the right to bring criminal charges against him. And notice in here, he doesn't say anything what the criminal charges are, what they would be, what he expects Pam Bondi to do. And I mean, so I've got to sit there and wonder, that's just got to be a terrible position for Pam Bondi to be in. I mean, to just sit there and take this abuse from him when she doesn't even work for him. She works for the Department of Justice, not for Donald Trump. And so I don't know why she doesn't just retire, I mean, or quit. But I guess there must be something. I guess it's, you know, if you're the Attorney General of the United States, that's not an easy position to get into, and you work awful hard to get there. Mm-hmm. And she got there, and she's at this great position. But now, like everybody who's Trump's lawyer, you know, a lot of them have gotten disbarred because they have done things that they shouldn't have done because Donald Trump wanted them to do it, or they've got reprimanded at least by bringing claims in which there was no basis, no foundation. He's brought a lot of claims with no basis or no foundation. And as a present lawyer, also a lawyer, I feel sorry because I've had clients that do that to me. It's rough.
Yeah. Well, obviously it's a very difficult spot to be in, being the Attorney General under Donald Trump.
At least she's getting paid because he's not paying her legal bills.
That's a very good
point. She's getting paid a salary by the United States, by the Department of Justice, okay?
Are you saying he has a history of not paying those who do work for him?
Yes.
I've never heard that before. first of all, the note he wrote that we think was, you know, supposed to be an email but was instead posted on Truth Social, then, you know, deleted from Truth pretty quickly. I just love that he writes Adam Shifty Schiff. That he felt the need in what we believe to be personal correspondence to the AG still to throw in that nickname.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that man is devoted to the brand. He is devoted to the brand. Good for him. But yeah, I mean, if you're Pam Bondi, I guess, you know, this is probably a good thing. Now all of America sees the correspondence that's supposed to happen behind closed doors that you're getting. You're getting, you know, everyone, look at this. This is president from the most powerful person in the United States, if not most powerful person in the world, you know, demanding that I do his bidding.
Yes. That's not her job is to prosecute and investigate crimes.
Okay? It is.
But
she seems happy at times to do the other thing.
She has. But I mean, look, what are the charges? What does he think that they did wrong, other than they went after him? They say,
well, that's what they did wrong. That's number one.
So Comey was the AG before, right? And he actually delivered. I mean, he had a lot to do with him beating Hillary. You know, Comey is the one that dumped the emails right before the election and said, well, we're not going to do it. You know, she was under investigation. And he didn't lift that investigation until after she had lost, but he dumped a lot of her emails, got dumped. Comey hurt Hillary. Comey actually helped Trump win, not intentionally by any means, but the way he handled the Hillary matter back in 2016. And Adam Schiff, look, he's in Congress. They have a right to bring impeachment charges. And they agreed. They voted. And that's a political move. That's not a legal move. Okay, that's not legal. That is legal. You can impeach the president, and if you get the Congress you get the Senate to convict him, that's how it works. You're not breaking the law by doing that. So, I mean, look, I think this is pretty obvious that he's got nothing on these, but he won't give up on it with Pam Bondi. So,
yeah, in his mind, they had nothing on him. I guess he's convinced himself of that.
Yeah, but that's not a crime.
Mm-hmm.
That's just not a crime. I mean, it's not. He doesn't get that. I get that. He feels that the DOJ is his own tool. Now, and remember, he used to blame Biden for what Letitia was doing. And Letitia works for the state of New York. She didn't work for Biden, even the federal government.
Yeah. Well, everything Biden.
Yeah.
It was Biden.
Right. Biden. Yeah, Biden wasn't doing. Biden had nothing to do with any of these convictions. I'm just saying, nothing to do with it. Any of his convictions or any of his indictments. Mm-hmm. Biden had nothing to do with it that we know of.
He didn't pick the grand jury.
No, he wasn't.
Tell him what to do.
No. And how can you sit there and say that Biden is so out of it, but yet he's a mastermind of getting all this stuff done in New York? I don't think so. So anyway, I feel sorry for Pam Bondi, but I guess she could always do something else if she wanted.
When Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois challenged the president's decision to send National Guard troops to Chicago, Bondi replied with this: "I wish you loved Chicago as much as you hate President Trump." Here's more on the National Guard mobilization and threats of mobilization in California, Oregon, Chicago, and more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Governors Gavin Newsom and J.B. Pritzker of Illinois are threatening to pull out of the National Governors Association. Phil, why are they making this threat?
Well, I feel that it's time for the National Governors Association to sort of get off their backsides and make a stand against President Donald Trump. Now, this is an association of 50 governors from the states, plus the governors of Puerto Rico, commonwealths, and territories around. So there's about 55 members. And up till now, you know, they've just been, they do light things. They've been around since 1908. They don't get a lot of attention. You know, they've advocated for things like getting cell phones out of schools, budgetary things in Washington, you know, every energy preparedness, emergency preparedness, you know, sort of good government type things, but never really a strong political pull because they're bipartisan. They're governors from, you know, all the political parties. And but Gavin Newsom says that Trump's just going too far with the nationalization of the National Guards, sending, you know, California National Guards to Portland or Texas National Guards to Chicago. The whole issue is infringing, he says, and Pritzker say, on states' rights. And it might not be against the law, but it's against a longstanding, you know, norms within the states. And they want this Governors Association to say something about it, to stand up and say something about it. Whether or not they will remains to be seen.
Now, what about state sovereignty? I mean, this seems to be something that would be bipartisan.
It would be, except for there's nothing bipartisan anymore when it comes to, you know, tricky issues like this, especially when it comes to President Trump. If you take a look at the history of federalization of National Guards or sending in the military to various states, it's often been done. You know, we've had a few incidents where riots were brought in, and so we brought in the military for that. Desegregating schools in the South, that's where, you know, federal troops were used as well, and nationalizing the National Guard. That was controversial at that time. I'm not sure at that time you could have gotten all 50 governors to agree that that was a good thing, well, let alone a bad thing. This is a change. We're seeing things happen, as like I said. There's a question about whether what the president is doing is legal, and the governor, Newsom, is, you know, suing him through the courts to try to stop it. We're seeing judges' decision putting on the brakes on it now. But these are just things that have not been done, and some of the governors have actually agreed and asked for troops and National Guards. The governor of Tennessee is using them in Memphis. Governor of Louisiana is bringing them in. So it's a split ticket.
Thanks, as always. We appreciate you. That is Phil Matier.
Chicagoans may be awaiting a federal judge's ruling on whether National Guard troops will be allowed to deploy to their city. But CBS News can confirm they're already here, U.S. Northern Command says, to protect this ICE facility and other federal sites. It comes after President Trump on Wednesday said Chicago's mayor and Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, both Democrats, should be in jail for failing to protect ICE officers. The escalating exchange of words comes after weeks of sweeping immigration raids in Chicago, which have led to at times charged protests against federal agents. In response, the Trump administration moved to send 300 Illinois-based soldiers and roughly 200 Texas Guard members into the city, prompting the state of Illinois to file a lawsuit to prevent the deployment.
states like Illinois and Oregon are fighting the Trump administration's deployment of the National Guard. But could Michigan be next? Joining us live with the latest on this, WWJ's Ryan Recker.
National Guard outside of Chicago while the situation plays out in court, just like it happened in Portland over the weekend. Some cities across the country, though, have been categorized by federal officials as crime-ridden areas, and the Trump administration wants to send troops to help. What about places like Detroit? Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel's reaction.
I have deep concerns about using the National Guard in order to solve crimes. They've never done that in the past, and I don't think it's an effective tool to use for that.
And Nessel even went further, questioning the motives of President Trump.
I mean, this has all the hallmarks of an authoritarian regime. This is not how a democracy operates.
And there's no indication of any plans by the feds to send troops to the city. But still, Detroit ranks as one of the most unsafe large cities in America, while Mayor Mike Duggan touted just yesterday a major drop in violent crime so far this year. Reporting live, Ryan Recker, WWJ News Radio 950.
Rhetoric aside, for average Americans, there's perhaps no bigger reminder of what's going on in the federal system of law and order than military officers in American cities. Here's an emotional reaction to that from the Adam and Jordana Show in Minneapolis.
I'm finding it harder and harder to go on just with my everyday daily life and to put aside an absolute sense of dread that my country, the United States of America, that I've lived in and loved for my entire 50 years on earth, is no longer the country that I thought it was.
It's not.
And I honestly want to know how, if you see what's happening in the country and don't approve of it or don't like it, you do the same thing. Because this is something that I've grappled with. Anytime that you see something happening that you don't agree with or don't like, I think we all ask ourselves the same questions. What can I do about it?
Mm-hmm.
And I've often been one who says, even, you know, just focus on myself.
Right.
And I say that as someone who has a pretty damn good life.
Mm-hmm.
I have a beautiful wife. We are very comfortable. Mm-hmm. We've got four wonderful children who are doing wonderful things. And if I just wanted tunnel vision and just focused on that, I could totally focus on that. But I can't. And I find it increasingly more difficult to do that. And when I see troops, National Guard troops from other states going to different states to occupy those states under the guise of out of control, rampant crime, or domestic terrorism, or insurrections, I have a very strong opposition to that, because that is not what I see. And I speak as someone who's talking about one of the cities that's involved in the conversation we're having right now. I've been to Chicago twice this summer. It is a gorgeous, gorgeous city. I say it's the best big city in this country. And I was there twice, not once, but twice this summer to go back. And I would go today if I could, because it's gorgeous. And that is not to say there is zero crime in Chicago, or there's a crime problem in Chicago, just as like there's crime problems in most major cities in the country. I'd love it if there were no crime. But crime has existed anytime you get people together. And one person wants something that somebody else has, or just we have bad people. But to tell us that these are out of control hell holes that local government officials are totally doing nothing about, and that the only person that can do anything about it, or the only organization, is the current Trump administration, to send in militarized powers to do something about it, is wrong. And it has no place in this country, unless it's not the country that I know anymore. And if that's the answer, if you support 100% what's going on, because I know there's a lot of people listening that probably do support it, and they have this vision that these are out of control places, because they look at Fox News or they look at their TikTok feed and they see videos of shootings or lootings or whatever, even if it's a video for, I don't know, 5 years ago, which it was passed around, that they say, well, this is the only solution to it. Okay, well then, tell me why I should accept this new country that we live in. Because it's not the country that I grew up learning about and loving, that was other countries. And I am finding it really difficult to come in every single day. And frankly, sometimes I'm just not equipped in this job to even articulate the angst I'm feeling about. And I wrestle with that constantly. Am I doing enough? Or am I talking about it too much? Am I turning too many people off by saying, by ringing an alarm bell saying, this isn't right, everybody. This shouldn't be happening. Mm-hmm. But how do I, that's how I feel.
Mm-hmm. Then you should ring the bell. Because this existential dread you're feeling is also a feeling that is real, so we can acknowledge it, and warranted. But it's also because you feel out of control. Do you feel, Adam, that you have no control over what is happening in our country?
I don't.
And that's where that feeling of dread, that what's keeping you up at night, comes from. When we talked about this, and by the way, many people on the text line feel the very same existential dread that you feel. Someone just texted in, same. Adam, I 100% agree. This is not that country. My father fought in World War II. My uncle died in World War II, and it makes my heart sick. Definitely not the same country we grew up with, Adam. It's so crazy how fast it all went away. Now, I do sleep at night because I have this thought in my head that this will stop in 3 more years. That once there is a new administration, normalcy and some sense of decorum will be replanted in the Oval Office. And we won't have this rampant fear, this fear-mongering, this, you know, I have to be, it's my way or the highway. Mm-hmm. We won't, or if there's crime, I'm sending in the National Guard because clearly you guys can't do it yourself. I think that will all be reversed or subside when we have a new leader. Do you disagree with that?
I didn't at first, but I feel like they are absolutely changing the game. And it might not be Donald Trump, frankly. Mm-hmm. I thought it was, okay, this is a Donald Trump phenomenon. I don't think it's a Donald Trump phenomenon mm-hmm. anymore. I think it's a movement now. Mm-hmm. And I think absolutely they are changing the game and will do their best to stay in power. And that's why I think what's happening right now is not what it seems. Somebody texted, what are you? So you object to 200? It's not an occupation. It's 200 troops going to Chicago to reduce crime. You can tell yourself that that's what it is. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's what it is. I think absolutely that. And if you don't think we're going to being a blue state with a blue city here, that we're going to see it here as well, to quote unquote reduce crime mm-hmm. or to protect government buildings mm-hmm. or to quote protect ICE agents doing their jobs. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's what it is. I hope I'm wrong. And you can, you know what, throw, you may have serve up that crow for me to eat mm-hmm. In 3 years from now or in 2 months from now when Donald Trump says, well, I've cleaned it all up. Troops can go home. Cities are safe again. Let's go on. But when he's talking about, you know, throwing the governor and the mayor of Chicago, governor of Illinois and Chicago should be in jail. Mm-hmm. And this is just, this texter sent it in all caps, which I appreciate it too. Mm-hmm. If you don't like it, move. You just can't handle that your side lost the election. This has nothing to do with any side. This is about the side of the United States of America, the one I grew up in, the place where we don't have troops in the streets for whatever reason, whether it's to reduce crime. By the way, that's not the role of the National Guard or the U.S. military to enforce laws. Mm-hmm. Read the Constitution. That's why we have police, and we don't have enough damn police officers. We talk about it all the time. So this isn't, no, I'm cheering on lawlessness. I'm not cheering on crime. Do something. Put money into local governments to hire more cops, to control the illegal flow of guns in these cities and drugs in these cities, not to occupy them by militarized force to try to scare the residents. Because that's what's happening. And it has nothing to do with Joe Biden or illegal immigration. Another text. The root cause of this is illegal immigration. No, it's not.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of On Deadline. written and produced by Christy Strauser and by me. You can listen to and subscribe to On Deadline on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.